Hello, I'm Rob Miles, Senior Vice President for Wells Fargo Private Bank, and this is Your Financial Journey, a podcast series that explores common financial issues that we all face. I am joined today by Brian Finksank, Senior Private Banker for Wells Fargo Private Bank, to discuss why you may want to review your credit and liquidity strategies in a rising interest rate environment. Welcome, Brian, and thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Brian, we are entering a phase of the economic recovery where interest rates are rising. What impacts are investors likely to see in this rising interest rate environment?
We believe rising interest rates can have a direct impact on three important financial areas: investment portfolios, credit portfolios, and liquidity needs. Let's focus on credit and liquidity needs because we know that many investors utilize leverage as a tool to help them manage and reach their financial goals. And clearly, the outlook for interest rates may impact how investors use credit to address these goals.
Brian, all very true. And we've also seen that investors use leverage to help address a variety of financial goals, such as optimizing cash flow, increasing tax efficiencies, maybe financing purchases, and managing investment allocations, and for many, realizing their wealth planning goals. Given the changing interest rate environment, what are some themes you discuss with your clients?
Rob, we've been actively engaging with our clients to review their wealth plans and related credit and liquidity needs now, while rates remain low. There are a couple of themes that are good to keep in mind at this point in the economic cycle. First, lines of credits remain a good choice to help manage a client's short-term liquidity needs as rates remain low by historical standards. In a changing interest rate environment, we remind our clients that they should remain vigilant and monitor the benefits and costs of borrowing if rates continue to rise. Second, down the road, increased rates may impact our clients' purchasing power for big-ticket items such as homes, boats, and airplanes that are traditionally financed over longer periods of time. In discussions with our clients, we tell them that it's important to evaluate their upcoming needs now and make sure their balance sheet and wealth plan are aligned to help meet those needs.
Brian, that all makes sense. We talk a lot about the value of holistic planning and the importance of taking a full balance sheet approach to managing wealth. So those points you mentioned are spot on. For our listeners, Brian, who may not have had a conversation about their use of credit and leverage with their advisors, what would you recommend they do?
I would recommend they consider three simple questions to begin that conversation with their advisors. One, based on your current balance sheet leverage, what is your exposure to rising interest rates? Two, are you comfortable with the amount you're paying or may have to pay to service your existing variable interest rate payments in a rising rate environment? If not, it's a good time to evaluate refinancing or considering fixed rate strategies. And third, as part of working toward your financial goals, do you anticipate upcoming borrowing or liquidity needs? Once you've answered these questions, you should have a better understanding of whether you need to make changes to your wealth plan and current borrowing strategies to help meet your financial goals.
Brian, great questions for all of us to consider and start thinking about how these may apply to our own wealth plans. And for listeners, it's a great time to discuss these questions with your advisor while interest rates still remain at those low levels. We're here to work with you and your tax professional to help you take a fresh look at the liabilities portion of your balance sheet as part of your holistic wealth plan review. Thank you for listening, and this is Your Financial Journey.
Wells Fargo Wealth Management provides products and services through Wells Fargo Bank N.A. and its various subsidiaries and affiliates. Wells Fargo affiliates may be paid a referral fee in relation to clients referred to Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., the bank, offers various advisory and fiduciary products and services. Financial advisors of Wells Fargo Advisors may refer clients to the bank for an ongoing or one-time fee. The role of the financial advisor with respect to bank products and services is limited to referral and relationship management services. The bank is responsible for the day-to-day management of non-brokerage accounts and for providing investment advice, investment management services, and wealth management services to clients. The financial advisor does not provide investment advice or brokerage services to bank accounts, but does offer, as applicable, brokerage services and investment advice to brokerage accounts held at Wells Fargo Advisors. The views, opinions, and portfolios may differ from our broker-dealer affiliates. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, and Wells Fargo Advisors Financial Network, LLC, members SIPC, separate registered broker-dealers and non-bank affiliates of Wells Fargo & Company. All loans are subject to credit approval. The information and opinions in this report were prepared by Wells Fargo Wealth Management. Information and opinions have been obtained or derived from sources we consider reliable, but we cannot guarantee their accuracy or completeness. Opinions represent Wells Fargo Wealth Management's opinion as of the date of this report and are for general information purposes only. Wells Fargo Wealth Management does not undertake to advise you of any change in its opinions or the information contained in this report. Wells Fargo and Company affiliates may issue reports or have opinions that are inconsistent with and reach different conclusions from this report. This information is provided for education and illustration purposes only. Wells Fargo and Company and its affiliates do not provide tax and legal advice. Wells Fargo Advisors is not a tax or legal advisor. Please consult your tax or legal advisors to determine how this information may apply to your own situation. Whether any planned tax result is realized by you depends on the specific facts of your own situation at the time your taxes are prepared. This report is not an offer to buy or sell, or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell the strategies mentioned. The strategies discussed or recommended in this report may be unsuitable for some clients depending on their specific objectives and financial position. Copyright 2017 Wells Fargo Bank N.A., all rights reserved. Member FDIC, NMLSR ID 399801, Equal Housing Lender.